The World This Week, Politics.
More than 100 people were killed by a suicide bomb at a mosque in Peshawar, a city in northwest Pakistan. Nearly all the dead were members of the security forces. The mosque was located in a heavily fortified area. The Pakistan Taliban was blamed for the atrocity, though it denied involvement. Last November, the militants called off a peace process with the government and said they would carry out attacks across the country. Critics of the process say it allowed the Taliban to regroup. Meanwhile, Pakistan's government held another round of talks with the IMF over a possible bailout. Ahead of the negotiations, the government raised fuel prices and loosened foreign exchange controls, which sent the rupee to a new low. Foreign reserves are dwindling, causing a backlog of imports at ports as buyers scramble to find the necessary dollars to pay for goods. Democracy activists staged a silent strike in Myanmar to mark 2 years since the country's junta seized power. Myanmar has been racked by violence since the coup, a resistance movement having sprung up to fight the army on multiple fronts. This week, the junta extended the country's state of emergency for at least another 6 months. Antony Blinken, America's Secretary of State, visited Israel and the West Bank in an attempt to reduce tensions following an increase in violence. A Palestinian gunman shot dead 7 people at a synagogue in Jerusalem, the worst incident of its kind in Israel since 2008. The attack came after Israeli forces stormed a Palestinian refugee camp at Jenin, killing 10 people. Israel said its troops went in to foil a terrorist attack and arrest militants. 2 Palestinians were killed and 2 Israelis were wounded in separate shootings. A drone attack on a munitions factory in the Iranian city of Isfahan was reportedly carried out by Mossad, Israel's intelligence service, from inside Iran. Just 11% of the electorate in Tunisia voted in parliamentary runoff elections that were boycotted by the main parties. Critics of Kais Saied, the president, said the low turnout was a rejection of his reforms, which give the presidency near absolute power. UN experts called for a probe into war crimes in Mali, allegedly committed by security forces and Russian mercenaries from the Wagner Group. The experts said they had received alarming accounts of horrific executions, mass graves, acts of torture, rape, and sexual violence.